Grainne Nic Airt, and we're here in Kenmare.
Grainne, tell us a bit about how you got involved in taking photos of birds and whatnot. You've been inspired by someone very close to us in Radio Kerry.
Yeah, Frank King. I used to listen to him all the time, and I think when I was expecting my girl back in 2014, I used to listen to him all the time on the radio with Jerry, and I absolutely loved it. And listening to the music coming on, I used to get myself ready and get the cup of tea and everything, and just loved the banter they had together. They got on so well together, and it was lovely. So with Frank King, his passion for birds was unbelievable. So then I started taking photographs, and during lockdown, and from there, then it just, I've, like, the last 3 years, I have thousands, I'd say, at this stage, of photographs.
And were you always interested in birds beforehand, or was it just as you started listening to Frank that you got more curious about them?
I think I was always interested in birds, and I loved, like, in nature. And if I would do anything, if I saw something wrong with a bird, I'd have to, you know, save it.
And did you ever have anything like pet birds growing up, like budgies or anything?
Never, no.
Oh my goodness.
But actually at home where I grew up in Cologne above the J grounds, and we had a neighbour who was very interested in birds, and he had his cages and everything, and he had all different type of birds. So I suppose, yeah, every morning we used to go to school with him. We used to get a lift, with Paddy Brennan and his granddaughter. And every morning I used to go and have a peek in at the birds inside. Yeah,
and there's time yet to have your own.
Yes.
But in the meantime, you've been busy enough with your little garden here. I see your little bird feeders out. They're beautiful, by the way. But you've seen many types of birds coming over to those.
Yes, we have many birds coming to the feeder here. Now, obviously, the main bird and the bird, as we all love them. And on Facebook, I'm on a page that's called Garden Birds of Ireland. And Robin would be the most popular. He's called Spidog by me. I always call him Spidog. He's the only bird that gets the Irish name on the Facebook. But so we'd have both the male and the female calling here. But the actual male Robin is darker. Very, very, very hard to differentiate between them. But the male bird is slightly bigger, and the female is a bit smaller and lighter in colour.
You've been lucky enough to get really nice shots of them, but have you ever been able to have, let's say, a robin feed from your hand? Because one time I had Brendan Ferris on but last year, he put a bit of porridge oats into his lava, and a robin came over and ate off the thing. I thought it was amazing.
I would absolutely, it's my dream for a robin to do this, but I was in Kilkenny a few months ago, and I was in a park. And the robin, I had no food with me, but the robin came right up to my hand and nearly talked to me, to be honest. And I got real close-up photos. That was the closest I ever. But here in the garden, it's too wild. They won't do it here because we're in an estate and they're very, very cautious.
They're shy.
They're shy, yeah, exactly. Bit shy, and they won't come up to you here.
So when you started taking photos, did you have the full kit? You said you had a second-hand camera, wasn't it?
A friend of mine, a very close friend of mine, I was going to Africa and she handed me a camera, and I came back from Africa to give her back the camera afterwards, and she said, no, keep it. And that was about 5-6 years ago, and I just messed around with all the buttons, practiced. I did nothing online or anything. I just worked away at it and with the settings, and fantastic little camera. It's a Canon PowerShot, and it has you don't have to change lenses or anything, but it has a fantastic zoom, because as you can see from here, the field above, we'd have the foxes coming in, and you were able to get close-up shots of them, which is amazing. And we also have our pheasant and our hen pheasant. They'd be hiding in the rushes above there, but you get them.
We have a
blue tit.
They're so cute.
Yeah.
So tell me, let's say now you were about to take a photo of this blue tit. How would you manage it? Would you be running for the camera?
I'd be straight in for the camera, but unfortunately the camera is actually, the battery is gone again, because I was using it all weekend with sunsets in Kilflin, and Banna Beach, of course, we got a good few shots on Banna Beach. It was beautiful. Mm. But yeah, so the camera, you just grab it. You'd have to be very silent because sometimes, you know, you can disturb them very easily. Mm. But then just zoom in and click. And then what you do, I download them onto my phone. And then I have an app for the Canon. And then you can, you know, just zoom in on them a bit more on the camera then to and highlight them, whatever. Mm-hmm. You can do
you
different
have
things.
Loads here on your list of what you've... This is everything that's been in
this
your garden.
This is everything that... This list here, I actually made it. I said, and I actually surprised myself when I saw how many that has been up here. So, like, we've had robins, obviously. We've had the house sparrow, blue tit, coal tit, grey tit. Now, this was a fantastic visit. A long-tailed tit to the feeder is very unusual here because they're normally in higher trees and they don't come to the feed. They wouldn't come to the feeder here because, as you can see, we only have the sallow trees, which mm-hmm. wouldn't be tall enough for them. But on one occasion, we had about three or four of them and I got some beautiful shots of them. And that was one visit this year and no more. I haven't seen them since.
Oh, my God.
No, they're gone. So I don't know, it was just very unusual to see them.
They just
so,
like, wanted you to have the opportunity to take photos of them, and then that was them gone.
Yeah, and it was gone. I was like, tick the box. I couldn't believe it because I've been trying to get one out in Templenoe Pier. There's a tree, a really tall tree, and I was trying to get it, but with the light, it was impossible to get the mm-hmm. get up to the
right sessions and everything.
Yeah, and so to see that was amazing. And then this was
the goldcrest.
This topped it all off. I couldn't believe it. It's the smallest bird. Everyone will say the wren. A lot of people think the wren is the smallest bird, but the goldcrest is. And he landed over there inside in one of the little bushes in by the stones, and he was hopping around for ages. Oh. And I caught him a good few times. I couldn't believe it. But, you know, what's lovely about when you catch them like that, you go to Garden Birds of Ireland, you'll put it up on that, and then people are like... They're just so surprised to see it, like, because not many people will get it. And they say, I've been trying to get that for so long and it's lovely to get it.
It must be a lovely little community as well, because it's people with all the same interests as well.
Yeah, the Garden Birds is a very, it's like, it's gone on for, I think we're about 3 years. What you call it, the group is fabulous. There's about 35,000 people on it.
Oh my goodness.
Now there are, as they call them, the silent viewers, which mm-hmm. they just love to have. You know, to see the birds and they watch or whatever. And then you have a lot of people who contribute to the page, which I am. I think I'm the top contributor. I think I have about 32,000.
You'd be one of our top contributors as well. We put lovely shots that you send in every so often and they're gorgeous, you know. So as soon as I saw them, I said, I need to talk to Grania.
Aww. actually, this goldcrest was amazing. And then couldn't believe it. I got to see a wren. And they're very hard to catch because they go down into the ground and they rustle mm-hmm. around in the ground and you cannot see them. You won't see them flying here. But I think Andrew was on the radio there the other day. He was talking about the Merlin app. It's this app that you can put onto your phone and you just download it on either Android or the iPhone. And what you do is you press record, and if you sit out here, it'll record the sounds of all the birds and it will tell you what birds you have around here. So there's what comes up here a lot is the robin and the wren. But no, I haven't seen the wren in a long time, but he's definitely out here in the...
Probably comes over in the evenings, the heat as well.
Yeah.
I wonder how birds actually do well in the heat or not. They're probably not used to it here in Ireland.
Well, the other day I took a photograph and it was off the robin and she was under the hedge, perched up inside, happy out inside in the shade.
Yeah.
In the heat, but she was happy. It was a little robin. She was beautiful.
I love when you see the birds having a little bat in the bird bath
or
in the puddles.
I'm going to do that, but it's just you have to be so careful with the birds as well, because if you're not here and if we're gone away or something, that water has to be changed. It's, you know, for they can get the disease and stuff. Yes, they'll pick up. So you have to, like with my feeders now, every now and then I'll come out with the boiling water and I'll clean down the two feeders.
I never think to do something like that.
You have to, because I've never ever seen the disease, but it's terrible. It affects their eyes and their skin and everything, and they can pass away from it if it's not, you know, if it's not treated or whatever, and they get very sick, so.
Creatures. Grania, what's been your favourite shot? Obviously you have so many. Oh, I'd God. Imagine it's very hard to tailor it down to one, but if there's has I there think, ever been one that you've been like, I am so proud of this?
I am, yeah, the definitely there was, I suppose there's two And they came up very fast. You know the way when you, it's like sometimes it's like feast or famine, like with when you're taking bird shots. But one had to have been the sparrowhawk, and he was up halfway up the field here. I was going somewhere, and often this photography can make me late for lots of things. I'm like, it's either you get it now or you'll never get it, or you're going to be late. And you just kind of have to go, right, try and do both. And so I went, I still had about 5 minutes to go. I took him out. She was on the fence above, and she spread out her wings. I think I sent it to you, I think, as well. So she spread out like a fan, and she was just sitting there. It was like she was showing off.
She knew the camera was out.
I swear to God, it was like she knew. And she just spread out, and I put it up on the garden birds. They were like, oh my God, they couldn't believe it.
Wow.
They got a big surprise that day, and like there was like well over 300, 400, you know, acknowledgements to it, you know.
Wow.
So I knew that it was a good shot, but it was just amazing. And I haven't seen one there since. You wouldn't, because it's very open out here. Yeah. They'd be in the trees along over, but they wouldn't be exposing themselves too much. But they, then again, they would be after smaller birds and stuff. But
And you had another one?
The what you call it? The swallow, which I hadn't. I think I got one on a fence before, but it wasn't a very close up. So it was the day of Sighs Communion. We were in Aunscall in her cousin's house, my husband's first cousin's house. We stopped off to say hello to them, got a few pictures, and we went out the back. And there on the, I think I said it was a goldpost, was actually a swing. And there was two swallows out there, and got fantastic pictures of them.
Amazing.
Couldn't
That's
believe
the
it.
One you sent in to us.
Yes. And like just for people to see them up close and to see the colour of them.
That's the shape, the face, the everything. They seem like, obviously they go so fast, and when they're on the ground, you're actually not seeing the underneath of them and everything.
No,
oh my God, every bird you have lived there, they have such beautiful colours in them. And imagine if we didn't have any birds coming around anymore.
Because even like the most like that, what's his name, the starling, people have no time for the poor starlings, because they do wreck houses when they nest or whatever. But like obviously if they nest in a house, they say you don't disturb it, and then the next year if you don't want them back, you do sort out the house so that they can come back and nest. But the starling, when you actually take a photograph up close of a starling, they have red legs and red feet. Nobody would believe it. And the colour of them. I have photos. I don't have one here now, but on the thing. And they have a beautiful plumage. They're the colour of them. And they're stunning. They're like multicoloured. They look kind of brown in the air when they're flying and all that. But I had a whole family of them up here one time.
Oh my God.
The babies, they landed on the wall and everything. Yeah, so...
You've seen so many so since. I suppose even taking that time during COVID as well, where... life was a bit quieter, and the birds and the animals and foxes and whatnot kind of realised, oh, we can kind of come out a bit more, and got more comfortable, I suppose, with everyone's space. So it's a wonderful opportunity.
Especially lockdown was great, even my two children, they'd shout at me if I was upstairs, "Mam, bird!" They'd tell you what it is now. And even my little girl, she went and bought me the little garden, the little pocket bird book and everything, so that we could look them up and all this. So she absolutely, she loves it. And she's gone out, I've sent in photographs before from Sive that she's taken herself. She'd take the camera and she'd do it herself as well. And so is
Mini you, so.
Yeah, it's so funny, like the way they, you know, and they'll tell you, then they'll be somewhere and they'll tell you, oh, there's a blue tit there, ma'am. Or, you know, they'll know the names.
It's important for children to recognise all the different birds as well. And like even like that, I think we forget their natural alarm clock for us. We kind of take advantage of, you know. Like I found... taking my earphones out now before going to work, just listening to the sounds and everything that we actually take for granted every single day.
Yeah, because actually was it recently we went up to Maul's Gap to watch the rally. So I was up on the rocks about 6:30 in the morning. This was back about 3 weeks ago, 3-4 weeks ago. And the cuckoo was echoing across and it was amazing. And then all the pipits and the noise of them. There was all the road was closed. And it was just...
you could hear it properly,
hear
didn't
everything, you? Because you, like, in lockdown, like, you could hear it. Now you notice, like, there's a lot of movement. So in the morning, you wouldn't hear it as often, like, with the movement and stuff with
but
the cars.
But sometimes as well, we can be very immune to noises that we don't take notice of them as well. We really have to, like, kind of listen properly.
Yeah.
You know, it's like our alarm at home. It's been going off for years, but
yeah,
we
exactly.
don't notice it.
But even to distinguish between the birds, like I can do it now. Like I'm very tuned in at this stage. Like I could be out in a forest like, or anywhere and walking in the woods and I will know what's calling. Like the robin has a very specific call. Like they're unreal, the way they chirp. And then you always know when they're in danger. They have a different tone then if they see, like the cat comes over here when the cat goes through. But they will know and they'll warn everyone around them as well, you know, that they're in danger or whatever. But the other bird then that we were very taken by was the stonechat. Like, we wouldn't have known any of these, only we looked, you know. But the stonechat is a small little bird about the size of the robin, mm-hmm. but he will not come to the feeder.
And why is that?
They're too shy. They're very shy birds, and they will come as far as the gorse and the briars down below here, and they'll fend for themselves. The little stone.
They'll just be having a little peeping.
Yeah, but you will never see them up the feeder. But I've got plenty of shots of them back here on the fence. They'll come mm-hmm. as far as there, and also the dunnock. Have you ever heard of a dunnock?
No.
He's a brown bird, a small little brown bird, and he's like very kind of old. They look very old in their way, you know, the look at them. But they're quite a shy bird, but they will actually come to the feeder, the dunnocks will.
Yeah.
They're one. And then you have, like, the thrushes. You've got the song thrush. Mm. And then you've the mistletoe thrush, who has the spots all over them.
Ah, I see,
so there's
I see.
A different.
Yeah.
There's a different. Then we have the pied wagtail, which is, like, they're so tame. You'll see them on the streets and
yeah,
everything.
They'll walk next to you nearly.
But, yeah, exactly. They'll come here, but... And what's the other one? Obviously, we'll get a few magpies around here, but they'll only come so far, but they don't stay too long. They're actually, the robin would shoo them.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
well, the robins are supposed to be very territorial as well.
They are, but like, I've never really seen any fights with the robins. They're very good. Mm. I have seen them doing the dance when they're mating. I remember talking to Jerry about them on the radio, Kerry, about it before. And there was four of them out here and they were doing it and they actually stick their heads up in the air and they swing around. They're hilarious when they do it, but it's lovely. Mm. And you'll get them together. But no, I've never really seen them at anyone here. They don't. Like, I've got two shots there recently with the robin and he was sharing the feeder with a blue tit.
Yeah.
And he was sharing it with a finch. Was it? Yeah, one of the... the house sparrow, actually. It was the house sparrow.
Very good, very
so,
good.
They don't like you. He was getting on fine. They were in a queue, like, for it. Just guess.
Very good, Grania. Grania, I suppose you'll be sending in many more pictures to us and we'll keep putting them up because everyone who sees them absolutely loves them. And again, it's one of those things that we just take for granted that these little birds are always out here looking for something, you know?
Yeah. Well, I suppose, you know, another thing about it as well is, like, if you're having a bad day, pick up a camera, even your phone, anything. Come out, sit in nature and follow it, or even anything, like, and just, you know, like, to look at it afterwards and what you've got, it's just, you know, it's lovely.
Mm-hmm. And then you can get your little pocketbook and be looking through which ones
you
exactly.
saw. Yeah, exactly. It's lovely, like, it's a nice pastime and it's nice. And I always laugh, like, because I'm trying to get better at taking people photographs. I'm not great at people pictures, but I just find, like, taking birds, like, they're never going to, you know, you'll get them at some stage. You'll always get them to line up some way. But
yeah.
They're not taking any notice of you. But, you know, when you're doing people photographs, then they're trying to pose for you and all this. But so, they're an easy thing to photograph as well, you know, in one sense, like if you get used to it.
And that's the thing, getting used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
It's a lovely pastime. I'm planning on something. My son is after me. Like, he said, "No, ma'am, come on. You're going to have to do something with them." And I am planning, but I haven't fully, you know, thought of what I'm going to do because I have so many of them at this stage. Like, as you can see, these...
An expedition,
you know,
of them.
Yeah. But something like that anyway, down the line, I will do. Yeah.
Yeah, gorgeous. Well, Grania, we'll keep in touch with you when that happens as well. And we'll be very much looking forward to it. But thank you for talking to me today
thank
about
you,
that.
And thank you for coming out. You're so good.